She entered the classroom. Everybody was so surprised and excited. The professor asked one question. She raised her hand rather quickly and spoke out the right answer, 20 points to Gryffindor. Others shouted it out in spite of themselves. This happened in Brown University and also took place in Harry Potter series. No doubt she is Hermione, and she is also Emma Watson.他走进教室，其他学生都很惊奇，也很兴奋。教授接着提了个问题，他很快便举手回答，并给出了正确的答案。教室里同学情不自禁高喊一声，格兰芬多获得20分。这是布朗大学的小插曲，也在哈利波特中上演。他就是赫敏，他也是艾玛·沃特森。Emma is rather famous these years.For her wonderful performance in Harry Potter. With the final episode of Harry Potter, she would concentrate more on study. Jodie Foster from Yale and Natalie Portman from Harvard are her idols. The next term, she would transfer from Brown to another university to accomplish her study. 艾玛因为在《哈利波特》中的表演而迅速窜红。今年当最后一部结束后，他则要更加专注学习。毕业于耶鲁大学的朱迪·福斯特和来自哈佛大学的娜塔莉·波特曼是他心目中的偶像。这个秋季，他很快将从布朗大学转到其他学校继续学业。Emma has something common with Hermione. I can't stand that she would be played by others. We were just the same. She talked to her friends about the role interview. Her father as a supporter.He cooked a roast chicken to let his daughter to make a vow to the forked fishbone. Emma finally realized her phoenix wish to cast Hermione. 艾玛和赫敏还真的挺相似。艾玛说当时在试镜时，她就非常受不了有别人来扮演这个角色，而父亲则给了小艾玛深深的鼓励，甚至在做烤鸡时把歪形的许愿骨留给小艾玛。最终，狂热的赫敏迷艾玛如愿以偿。Then, in the next decade, she left a rather profound impression on us. When asked about the most difficult part in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, she admitted it was riding the broom that made her uncomfortable. She also commented she really wondered Daniel's feeling, for he wrote it for a rather long time.在接下来的十年，他的表演成功地诠释了这个角色，温吉在《哈利波特与死亡神器下》中最困难的地方，他笑称是其扫帚。同时他也开玩笑说，不知道丹尼尔是怎么长时坚持下来的。Besides acting, the grown-up Emma has a special taste for fashion. She is the spokesperson of Burberry and gets on well with a fashion leader Karl Lagerfeld.Meanwhile, she cooperates with People Tree and donates all the money met to the People Tree Fund. I'm doing that for I was attracted by the idea to use fashion as means to help the poor, she said so. 除了电影，以成人的艾玛对时尚也有独到的品味。她是巴宝莉的代言人，与时尚大帝卡尔是忘年交。她也与 People Tree 合作，将所赚的钱都捐给了 People Tree 基金会。他说他不是为了赚钱，而是喜欢这种通过时尚的方式来帮助穷人。 The fact is, after casting Harry Potter, she has already gained a lot, and some people even said that the pay would cover her whole life. But she chose to go back to campus life and manages her huge money wisely.What would happen to her after the magic of Harry Potter? Only the time can find an answer. 事实上，演完《哈利波特》后，艾玛已经是个小富婆了。据说，即使她以后不工作，也可以够花一辈子了。但是她还是选择回到学校，学会管理她的巨额财富。当《哈利波特》的魔法光环消失后，她将会变成什么样呢？还是让时间给我们一个答案吧。